What was that like working with such young people?
Oh, it's great. I like being the old guy.
You didn't want to scream and say, I know how it's going to be done.
No, we have very special offices. I mean, my biggest challenge was that I'm kind of a daytime person. You know, and the office would start about at 4 in the afternoon, you know, and then, you know, the party would really get heavy at 2 in the morning, you know what I mean? And that was when I was like, I gotta go home, you know? I mean, the only biggest trouble we had was when a bunch of kids fell through the skylight off of our roof, you know? That was the only trouble that happened. But, no, it was really great. I mean, because there's such passion, you know what I mean? You know, everybody knew they were a part of something special and that we were trying to do something special, and it was really great. The picture was conceived by myself and my son, and you know, we basically just started writing. We would write Archie rants, and we would just talk about character, you know, who the characters were, Archie and Sierra, and story and character the whole time. And then we spent months looking for Gabriel, our star. We found him in a little cow town in California where he was like the little local star in his community. And he was a filmmaker and he did a haunted house there that lots of people attended. And the minute we met him, we knew that he was our guy. And he was a filmmaker. We wanted to find a young artist who could join us as filmmakers, not just an actor. Somebody who was comfortable holding a camera on himself. And once we got him, we just started shooting. We would shoot different scenes and we cut them into trailers to raise money. And so we would shoot, we would raise money, and we would shoot, we'd raise money, and we would, you know, kind of develop it together. And then when the movie got real, we wrote a script. I wrote that script with another gentleman and named Eric Adams. You know, that's when we started casting for Hollywood, because we do have movie stars. You know, I mean, we have David Carradine, we have Joe Mantegna, and Mariel Hemingway, and, you know, it's kind of a cool cast. So we had to send a script out to get the cast. And then we shot a principal photography that was 20 days that basically laid the whole structure for the story. And then we spent 2.5 years animating it and the kids editing it and then going out and shooting more. And I would give Gabriel a camera to take home at night. And he actually lived on the set. That pool house that's behind the house, that's Archie's room, he lived there for a year. And I told him, you know, when you're drunk, and you're hungry, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're feeling lonely, you know, take the camera and pour your heart out into it, you know. And we would take all of this footage that would develop. And then I also told the kids, take any music you want from anywhere and cut to it. And also steal stuff from the internet and cut it in, you know, and really make it a, you know, modern day manifesto of how young people feel. And they did that. And then it turned out that we ended up being able to get everything. Almost everything, because obviously that became a little bit of it. I said, listen, if you cannot choose the Beatles, don't choose the Beatles, you know. But, you know, we never thought we'd get Radiohead, and they looked at the movie and said, you can have it. You know, we never thought we'd get My Morning Jacket, but what happened was that it became like all these musicians really, really liked the movie and wanted to be involved, so they basically almost gave us their music, you know, compared to what they would normally charge. So it really became kind of this organic process of working with brilliant young artists. And I would say that the key artists were, you know, our director of photography. And we're one of the only movies, all the camera people were women in this movie. There was not one guy on the camera crew. And one of them was a young woman who grew up through our youth group named Angie Hill. So she was always there, and she became the technologist for the post-production. And then the two boys, Jordan and Gabe, edited the movie. And then the animators, there was a kid named Arvin who did all the animation. We looked at 300 reels and chose him instead of going with a big animation house. And then there was a guy named Joe Castelli who did all the visual effects alone. And the only thing he had done before us was all the animation for I Heart Huckabees, which he did when he was 19 years old. And that was like our core group, you know? We would just basically work all day, every day on the movie, you know? But if we thought of something that we wanted, we'd go out and shoot it. And all that documentary footage, we would go out and shoot ourselves. We actually discovered one kid. He was just like this troubled teenager. He'd been kicked out of every school. He was a young artist. He was having trouble with drugs and alcohol. I think he was about 17 or 18 when we met him. And he just all of a sudden started, somebody turned us on, turned him on to us and our project, and he just started showing up. And he didn't know anything, and we taught him everything, and everybody kind of really loved him. And then we were like, hey, man, you know all these troubled teens out there, you know? Like, go take a camera. And I remember we gave him this camera. It was like, I don't know, it was like a $3,000 camera. And he looked at us. He's like, you're just going to let me take this? You know, we're like, what, are you going to steal it? You know? And he would go out and get the most amazing footage of kids just pouring their hearts out, you know? And then we'd take that back in. And so it was just a whole kind of process like that.